This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A Taliban spokesman said Sunday that a bomb blast outside Kabul's main mosque killed and injured several Afghan civilians. Sunday's blast was the first such assault in the capital since late August, when a suicide bomber with Islamic State Khorasan province killed around 200 people near the Kabul airport. 13 U.S. soldiers were among the dead. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Sunday's assault on the Eidgah Mosque in the center of the city. The Afghan Islamic State affiliate, which is also known as ISIS-K, has claimed a series of attacks in the country's eastern provinces of Nangarhar and Kunar in the last week, killing dozens of civilians and Taliban fighters. Near final results from elections in the nation of Georgia show the ruling party well ahead of its challengers. The Central Election Commission said with results from all but one of the country's precincts tallied, the ruling Georgian Dream Party had nearly 47% of the vote. The main opposition, the United National Movement, had 30.7% of the vote. The rest of the vote was split among the remaining 48 smaller parties. The nationwide elections were held on October 2nd in a highly polarized atmosphere. They were seen as a referendum on Georgian Dream's rule. President Salome Zurabishvili told Russia's state-run TASS news agency that the elections took place in a calm, fair, safe, and competitive environment. She said the election was one more step toward democracy and stabilization. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.